In the upper rainforest of southeast Maui, a cryptic black-masked songbird once lived and serenaded the Hawaiian terrain. This call, which you just heard, courtesy of the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, was a rare sound to detect. With only a population of 150 birds in 1981, this bird, known as the pōʻuli, or black-faced honeycreeper, had only 3 individuals left in 2001. Ashley Dayer, a professor and conservation social scientist at Virginia Tech, was a part of a last-ditch effort to save the pōʻuli.
It was sort of a major conservation crisis because you're down to 3 individuals, so if you just let nature take its course, they're going to go extinct.
Unfortunately, the bird went extinct in 2004.
To me, it was a really pivotal moment in my life where I realized this is a huge problem that we have extinctions happening and people aren't screaming like, stop, we have a crisis.
With species extinction continuing to intensify into the 21st century, Dayer has kept her passion for bird conservation, but has found a new focus in trying to save bird species by studying people.
I see my role as someone who can help the conservation community think about what is the perspective of these people who are living on the land.
By both conducting research and informing conservationists, Dayer has worked to, as a Virginia Tech biography states, bridge the implementation gap between science and conservation. Her current work involves studying how biologists can go beyond their research when interacting with private landowners.
So we've been looking at what's the role that those biologists can play in helping to cultivate relationships with landowners, get landowners interested in science, and get landowners interested in conservation.
Dayer knows how important people are when conserving wildlife and the land they inhabit. People are the source of conservation challenges, she says, but they are also the solution. That's why she not only studies people, but helps conservationists better reach out to communities that can collectively save species from extinction. Without human intervention and individual efforts, she and many others know what can happen. Just ask the pōʻuli. Tyler Harris, reporting for JMC 3154.